Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. Alongside one Bill Hooks, I am Nick Gregeth. We got Willie J in the house as well. I told you, no Snowmageddon. If you follow me on Twitter at Husker_Nick, you saw a video, it was a promo video we shot early last year with a shirtless Bill Hooks walking down the middle of the street, along with myself and Willie J accompanying him. Although we are fully clothed but looking dapper. And I told you, nothing. No Snowmageddon would keep us away from getting to work today.
Nope.
Although Snowmageddon kind of dodged us a little bit.
A little bit. It's still, we still got four what, inches, maybe four like or five
four,
out there.
Or some change.
It's just waiting for the weekend.
Yeah. It's one of those deals where in life, sometimes you wake up and you just know you're going to be disappointed by only 4 inches. And it's like, I thought this was going to be eight. Nope.
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 Deal with it.
No, well. So that's what's going on. Hopefully you guys are driving to work safe. If you're already at work, hopefully you got there safe. And if you're staying at home today, because everybody's off, by the way. Hey, Willie J, when UNL canceled school today, was there a moment where you thought to yourself, hang on, it's negative 28 degrees out and these jabronis won't cancel school, but there's a threat of snow and they canceled it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's so confusing. I was actually asleep and I was woken by my roommates yelling, no school tomorrow. So it was
pretty nice.
Cool.
And then You guys drove to O Street?
Yeah, no. I got some sleep.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. You're an old soul at 20.
You're
an old soul. Usually when there was going to be no school the next day, it was like, hey, let's throw a house party.
Rally.
Call
everybody you know. Let's do it now.
Yeah, everybody get up. let's celebrate this crappy number. Someone's got to put some effort around here, and it sure wasn't the basketball team.
Yeah, no.
So let's put our own effort together and have a party.
Speaking of staying in bed.
My goodness.
Jeez.
So, as you know, we're going to talk a lot of Nebraska basketball yesterday. There's also some news coming out of Major League Baseball. Manny Machado, he ends up with a 10-year, $300 million contract. We'll look at that about hour number two and kind of what that means. He's now with the Padres. What does it mean for Bryce Harper? You look around, there's only a handful of these giant contracts being handed out anymore. Manny Machado gets one. Is it all right if I criticize him over it?
That's okay. Go for it.
Is that all right? Like, I'm happy for him, but
yeah,
I'm going to be critical of his decision-making process. You know, I think. So we'll get to that a little later in the show. We have some NFL talk, maybe some Husker football talk. We'll see. Kind of decide what we're going to do here a little later. We got Robin Washit coming up in 10 minutes. We'll talk some Nebraska basketball with him in 10 minutes. But first, we'll take your calls at 402-466-3776. Lines are open if you want to get in. Yesterday, we sat on the show. We talked a lot about Tim Miles. We talked a lot about Tim Miles' future. We sat here and brought up the pros and the cons of keeping or firing Tim Miles. We brought up the positives. Like, hey, more than likely, this team's going to make a postseason three out of the last four years. They'll make a postseason, whether it be the one NCAA tournament or it's looking like two NITs in a row. The negatives? Well, if you watched the game last night, you saw literally every one of them.
Top to bottom, no doubt.
It was bad.
I don't know if I've seen, I watch a lot of college basketball, not sure I've seen a worse 20 minutes to start a game. Honestly, from effort to execution to everything, I haven't seen one. If you know one, let us know, because I haven't seen one.
Didn't we have a game earlier in the year where we only scored like 19 or 18 points.
Yeah, but to me, it just was effort.
Huskers set the record, like in the PBA for least points scored at one point.
Just watching, fumbling the ball around. I don't know how many times that we tried that little backdoor thing that went out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Or man, I'm telling you right now, if I had to watch one more guard from Penn State out-rebound what our big guys were doing, I was feeling bad yesterday. Yeah. I felt worse as I was watching that game.
Yeah, there was a point it was on three consecutive possessions. Nebraska switched to the zone, and It was either Hyman or Burkhart. I don't know which one. I didn't write it down. But they were underneath the hoop. And Penn State's guards, actually, I take that back. A guard from Penn State kept out-rebounding our big. And it was bad. And it was easy putbacks, too. It wasn't just an offensive rebound. It was get the rebound, get the putback. Easy money. And it was that was rough.
Dude, I'm looking at their guards right now on the stat sheet. They had one guard with 4 rebounds, another guard with 8, another guard with 7,
yeah,
and another guy with 6. Like, their guards were really good last night, by the way. Give Penn State credit. They came out, act like they wanted it. That was the effort. Watching Penn State was looking at the effort that Nebraska needed to have last night. They didn't bring anything.
So when the season's over, because you're going to hear me say this, and you're going to roll your eyes. Just make sure you're driving straight. You're on snow if you're driving, so don't roll your eyes too hard. But technically speaking, there are 4 games left, and there are 4 opportunities to get a couple quad one wins. If we're talking about what's still the opportunity, whether they're going to grasp it or not or can, I don't know. That'll be another discussion today. But the opportunity is still there technically, all right? And I'll tell you this. Last night's game, when you go back to this season being over, whatever the result is, if this season ends up in the NIT or worse, a game like last night and some of the other ones this year that were like it are going to be some of the questions that Miles is going to have to answer. And it's going to be, why does this happen to you every single season?
Every year.
And I can sit here and be mad about the players, which I am. I can be mad about effort and that kind of stuff. But when was the last time pick another team, especially one that would be on the level of what I think Nebraska fans want from their basketball program. So pick someone in the top half of the Big Ten. How often do those teams have a night where they literally, it looks like they didn't show up? I mean, like, didn't. Because it happens multiple times over the year for Miles' squad.
But not a lot on those other teams. Because I don't get the disconnect. There's a disconnect somewhere with Miles and his players.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. I was mad at the players last night and mad at the effort. But at some point, that connection comes from up top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They knew getting there today. Or last night, they knew when they got there what this game meant, right? You had to. Now, everybody can look at the record, look what's ahead of them. We talked about it yesterday, and they come out so flat.
What was the game that they lost where it was embarrassing, and Miles said before the game he knew they were about to have a stinker?
Rutgers or Illinois? Which one? Rutgers. Yep. They were there. They were dancing around the locker room. Yeah. He knew it. Well, why don't you stop it?
Yeah. I mean, again, when we talk about positives and negatives at the end of the year, when we start weighing, because again, I'm going to tell you, as long as this team makes the NIT, it won't be a clear cut get rid of Miles. Ooh. It will be a Bill Moose has to have his guy.
We're on the cuff right now because you look at that schedule ahead, NIT doesn't look good.
No, I agree.
It doesn't look good at all.
I agree. And actually, the apathy that you were talking about, I put out a Twitter poll of if this team makes the NIT, do you care? It was 90-10.
They don't care.
I don't care.
Well, you get a team that just doesn't.
Can I ask a question, though? When did we as basketball fans get spoiled enough not to care that our team's in the NIT?
Yeah.
Never.
Well, I think it's the effort part. I get it. It's not the expectation of that you made it, but it's. I think a lot of people, how do I say this without being over the top about it? I think a lot of people, they don't want them to fail.
Come to my world.
But they want them to fail.
Let's go. Get over the top.
But they want them to fail based on they want them gone and changed to happen.
Yeah.
That's where you're at. Yeah, but that's where you're at with this program right now.
Here, really quickly, and I'm just going to say this. If you're on that boat, then you must know something I don't, which is that 100% Bill Moose is going to go spend a bunch of money.
Maybe.
And go get a real coach.
Are you wanting him to right now?
Oh, yeah.
You do, right?
I've been saying that forever.
But I think that's where people are at right now. Like, I don't want to see the kids go out and lose 4 more in a row. But there's time for change after. If that's the effort, if you're going to use the word, the quotes, must win games all the time.
I know.
And that's what happens.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not,
sick
that's
of, I'm tired of thing. I'm tired of the must win collapses. I'm tired of them.
Is it Patino? Who's the guy that's over in, that's talking to you and LV?
That's Patino.
Yeah, here's the deal. Bill Moose, you call him right now. He hasn't signed yet, right?
No, UNLV. He's kicking the, they're kicking tires.
You call him, and you say, here's the deal, man. I'm going to pay you to come to Nebraska in the Big Ten. Abel Hall, they can have these parties that you like to throw. Like, you just get out here, get some recruits, and let's do this thing.
Trust me, you can no longer party in Abel.
Why?
Well, very against the rules.
Oh, my gosh. It was against the rules when I was there.
Well, they've definitely beefed up the security.
I got chased through that place like the second day I was there. RA comes into the room. As they're walking in, I'm sliding a case of beer underneath my chair that I'm sitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the girls that was in the room, she like moves and a beer can falls off her seat.
Clink, clink, clink.
Took off.
You just ran.
I ran.
Hey,
no
they didn't know who I was at the time. Lived on floor 7. I was on floor 2.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah, man, we got out of there. Got the heck out of Dodge. Ran up to floor 11. I hid in some person's closet. That was like my second day of college.
Wasn't me. Wasn't here.
Thank God you got out of there. You don't even get charged with anything. You just have to do community service if you get caught with alcohol.
Mm. You've heard?
I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Don. Don, what's up, man?
Nothing much. I just pulled over for a second because I was preparing for the eye-rolling advisory that you talked about.
I know, right? They still got a chance.
This is my... Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
Good job not cussing.
Yes, I'm thank proud you. Of well you. Done.
Good job, Don.
I'm on my own 30-second edit, so it feels like it's nice. Anyway, this is... And it kind of sounds like you guys have already answered my question, but I'll ask it anyway.
Yeah.
What is better for the future of Nebraska ball? Is it giving more time to Miles with his upcoming recruiting class, or is it time to cut bait and get somebody that's going to give a splash and use this talent that's coming up? I'll hang up and listen.
Woo! Appreciate you. Drive safe, brother.
You ask that question to Husker fans right now, and I'm telling you right now, they're going to tell you it's time to cut bait, start over, and see what they can do.
I'm going to give you the... Well, you know how I feel about keeping a coach just because of recruits.
That's no good.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
If the only reason, if you come to me and your reasoning for keeping Tim Miles is, hey, he's got a recruiting class coming up, let's keep him and see what can happen, then if that is the only argument, then fire him.
Well, I'll go back to...
Fire him now.
Well, go back
that's
to...
That's the only reason you want to keep him.
Well, let's go back to when in football, in the football stance. Remember, that was a talk about Bo Pleeney.
Bookie Radley Hiles. We had to keep Riley for Bookie.
But I'm saying go back to when Bo got let go and they brought Riley in, right? They were all worried about it. He saved, what, 80% of that class?
Sure.
Yeah, it was
fine.
I mean,
football's a little different, too. But
it is, but move on.
Like, I don't care. If the only reason a coach is getting saved, that was the same thing I said with Riley. If your only reason for trying to save Riley,
then you're doing
was
because
Bookie Radley Hiles and whoever the other people were, were coming here because of, then sorry, fire him. Like if you're telling me the only reason to keep a coach,
then you're missing the entire boat, the
correct.
Situation, everything. You're not looking long term.
I would also say that if you fork over some cash, some real cash, right? They got a hell of a chance of keeping, whether it's the local kid Williams in town or whoever it might be that you're worried about. They got a
kid
I mean,
up in Omaha, all these kids.
I just, here's what I'll say. And today is going to be more leaning on the side of, here's the reasons to look elsewhere. Yesterday, before the game, we're trying to give you, hey, here's some of the reasons to think the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
We gave you the pros and the cons. All the cons showed up yesterday. It's why the cons exist, and it's why it's maddening with Miles. But I'll tell you this right now, and I've said this for years, and I'm going to continue to say it. You show me the list of guys that are being paid top, the next 10 up and the next 10 down for Tim Miles. We've done this on the show. We don't got to rattle all their names off.
Nope.
But you look at the 10 above him and the 10 below him, you know what they all got in common?
They make the tournament.
They make the damn tournament.
They make it. They make it.
Ultimately, that's it. Like to me, if you come to me and say, hey, everything considered equal, I know there's pros for keeping him, I know there's cons for keeping him, but I'm going to show you this list. Here's what you're paying for, and here's the end-all, be-all results. I can't argue with that.
No.
There's no arguing with that.
I look at this, and what we saw last night is another consistent thing that's happened to this program year in and year out. Right? We've named them off. No big man, no bench. Games like this consistently happen in the Miles era.
The no bench thing is a new thing, isn't it?
Kind of. But it's never been really great.
But he's always had...
He's had a couple of guys.
Guys that can come off the bench and play, right?
A couple of guys that give you valuable...
Yeah, like he's never... I would never say that...
It's been like, this is the worst it's been.
With like nine guys.
No, I would say he's been eight at the most, stretching to eight.
I can deal with that in college basketball.
But this is the year where it's been like, ugh.
No, that's been bad.
But then you foreshadow and you look ahead.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
But the one thing that's consistent, really consistent, is... Here's Tim Miles' negatives in a nutshell, in my opinion. One, he can't recruit bigs, so he's going to have guys playing out of position, right? That's a consistent with Tim Miles. Two, his teams are going to go like a roller coaster as far as emotions and effort. Sometimes they might go on a stretch of five games where they're playing with max effort and great emotion, and then there might be five or six games where they don't. I think another consistent thing about a Tim Miles team after 7 years is they don't know how to hold a lead, because that's coaching. And that's knowing how to, you know, whether it's break the press, knowing how to get deep in the clock and have a good look at the end of that, that kind of stuff. I think those are all consistency things. Those are consistent. Yeah, I feel comfortable after 7 years writing down those as the negatives. Now, there's a bunch of positives. We went over a bunch of them yesterday. But the negatives are consistent. And I don't see those things getting better.
No, I'm with you. No, they. There's nothing to tell you it's going.
But I'm gonna tell you this, Hooks, and then we're gonna go to the phone line. I'm gonna tell you this right now. I firmly sit in this position. If you're telling me that they're gonna go out and spend an extra mil per season and get a coach worthy of being a top 10 paid coach, because that's what that would be, by the way.
Yep.
And they're going to put some money forward to a guy that should be able to get you in the tournament every year, that's a proven commodity, that's going to be able to get recruits and do all these things, because we're about to open up the pocketbooks. I'm all in. But if you're telling me that Bill Moose is going to go out and get another middle-of-the-road, you know, guy from a mid-major, then I'm going to really sit here and have a hard thought process on if I'm going to do that or if I want to try to roll a few more years of Miles.
And I'm with you. You need a culture changer. That's what it is.
100%.
Right now, you need a culture changer.
I'm not interested in a mid-major coach.
No,
not even kind of.
No, I'm with you.
Not even sort of, actually.
The only one guy that I would be interested
in. I'll go two more years of Miles.
Mid-major world is out of Nevada. The coach out of Nevada.
See, and I don't count him just because Nevada's a top five seed all the time.
I'm just saying, but he would be in the mid-major role.
I know.
But I'm just saying.
Musselman, right?
Yeah, Musselman. If it's not that type of guy, I'm not interested.
In college basketball, we'll go to Ben here in a second. In college basketball, I have a different thought process on the whole mid-major Power Five, whatever thing. Write me out a list of the programs that consistently make the tournament, and those are my Power Five teams. Like, Nevada to me is the equivalent in football of a Power Five team. Mm-hmm. A team like Nebraska, to be very real with you, I think of as a mid-major.
Could be.
Because there's mid-majors that you'd rather have in basketball
than you would have. Right now.
But in college football, there is no... if you want to call it a mid-major or a non-group of five,
that you
would leave one of these jobs for one of those. There's no chance you would ever do that. You see why I draw the difference there? So like a guy like, when I say, you know, go get me a, I don't want a mid-major guy, in my mind, guys like Musselman, guys like, what's his name down at, in
Wichita,
Kansas.
Yeah, Wichita State. Greg Marshall.
Listen, Greg Marshall counts as a big-time program, big-time coach, because they're always getting in there. Gonzaga is not a mid-major. Gonzaga is a real team.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, they're a top five coach.
So. Yes, but you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's how. So when you say, I'm with you on Musselman, if you told me that they're going to can Miles and spend $4 million a year to get Musselman here,
I would
honestly go out there and I'd say, Coach, I think you're a good dude. Let's go get a brew together after we pack your house up. That's the discussion point that I'd have. Let's go to Ben. Ben, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Yo,
you know, it's a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Only my dad keeps me on hold that long.
I don't blame him. you sound like a smartass. What's on your mind?
It's because he can't get to the phone. He's trying to get to it.
He's never working. I'm surprised he doesn't call in every day.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
What's up, brother?
I just got one point to bring up. I don't know if you guys noticed. It was during the first half, they did like that in camera on the coach in the huddle thing.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys catch what Miles said? All he said is got closed out, and we've missed three inside shots. That's it. But then I saw him, he scribbled on his board, erased it, scribbled on his board, erased it again. And that was it.
Was it dots? Was he actually scribbling, or was it dots?
I don't know. I making hearts, circles. I have no idea what he was doing.
That's funny.
All he said is we got close out and make our inside shots. That was his key points. And then scribble, erase.
All right, man. I appreciate it, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, see you guys.
Yeah.
Scribble, erase. Oh, not that play. No. I messed that one up. No.
God, that's frustrating.
I got nothing.
You know what's going to happen, guys, right?
What's that?
Bill Self's going to get fired, and then we're going to hire him.
I'd be fine with that. Bring him here. Let him. I hope he cheats while he's here. I don't care. I told you when. So back when they hired Miles, all those years ago.
Seven. Long years ago.
Yeah. Wasn't that when at K-State they had Huggins was just leaving,
mm-hmm.
and he had. Oh, what's his name?
Frank Martin was on his staff.
No, but who is who? No. His
Beasley.
Player. Beasley, that he obviously paid to be there.
Oh, come on, man. Like, you know that.
Here's the deal. I said then and I'll say it now. I don't care. There's a little more skin in the game now that we got the PBA, because back then it was the Bob. But I wanted him to hire Huggins and let him pay people. Who cares?
Did you ever hear that? I heard for some people that I knew down in the Manhattan area.
Yeah.
About, you know, they went to the tournament that year, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think it was up in Omaha when they played. That
you told me.
Yeah,
this
so after the game, Beasley, the team gets
K-State
on the bus.
K-State loses.
Beasley never makes it back to Manhattan.
Yeah,
they had never went back to Manhattan. Had his stuff. People sent to get his stuff.
I have someone close to me that was down there as an athletic trainer
at
that time when Beasley was there and Freeman and all those people.
I'm out.
There's some good stories about why his eyes look the way they do at all times.
Didn't Beasley after, didn't we beat them? And didn't he, like, after the game, he, like, pushed a kid?
Probably.
All right, let's do one more phone call, then we got to get to Robin Washington. Christian is on hold. Let's go to Christian. What's up?
I tell you guys, scoring 71 last night wasn't that bad, but giving up 95, that defense is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally that offense, I watch them play three-man weave for 25 seconds and then jack up a desperation shot. You've got too many guys listening to these NBA scouts saying that they've got to work on this and that. Guys, I tell you, I am more frustrated with that team than I am with, let's say, a good friend getting married on the spring game. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
I appreciate it.
Daggers!
Man,
love it.
I should have given him movie tickets.
Yeah, you should have called back for movie tickets.
Yeah, call back and get Christian, some free movie back. Tickets. You, sir.
I tweeted that out last night that I kind of halfway missed the weave last night because we kind of quit doing it for a minute. At some point.
That was a good call.
That was a great call.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm frustrated. It's what's frustrating is that this team had expectations, realistic expectations, we said before the season, of getting to a 10 seed. I get it. You got one injury that happened. But, like, this offseason, my question is this offseason, what kind of preparation was put in place to get that bench ready? Because, to be honest with you, there's times where it looks like they have no idea what's happening, and he doesn't trust them to shoot.
Next thing.
It's really tough.
I appreciate Jake's tweet, by the way, before we go to break. It says, we need John to call in. Wait, scribble erase.
I appreciate that.
Wait, scribble erase.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break here. We'll come back. We got Robin Washit joining the show. We'll chat with him, see if he can make heads or tails of what's going on back after this.